Today's here in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Kuf Tes Zayin. We're learning today Le'ili Nishmas Louise Walken, Alei Shalom, Mark Walken's mom. All the Nishans we learned for Shabbat Aliyah from our learning. Remind ourselves in yesterday's Gemara, back on Kuf Tes Vavo Midbeis, we had a machlokas between Abaye and Rava as to whether we have to be concerned when a document is found or whether a get is found that has the name of a certain person on it. Do we have to be concerned that it belongs to that person and there is nobody else with that same name? Or do we have to be concerned, chayshinan, that there's another person with the same exact name who is either divorcing his wife or wrote this document to get the first person in trouble, and therefore we cannot give this get to this woman? So Abaye says we are in fact chayshinan. We have to be concerned that there's another Yitzchak, as the name was given, or Andrew Lenoy, as the name was given in yesterday's shir, that there is a second person with that name, and we have to be concerned that you can't give this document to the person who's claiming it, versus the opinion of Rava, who says, lo chayshinim. We don't have to be concerned for a person with the same exact name, and that this document belongs really to somebody else. So we pick up Kufte Zayin with Aleph, four lines on the top, with the following case, where Abaye and Rava are actually going to switch around their opinions for this case. Again, Abaye normally holds Chayshinun, and Rava holds Lo Chayshinun, and here we're going to see different. The case starts with the following. How Gitu Dishtakach Besura. There was a get that was found in Sura, and the woman who the get is made out to says, that's my get, and I needed to be able to collect my ksuba, I needed to be able to go and prove that I'm a divorced woman. Uksuv Beihachi, and it says inside this get the following. Besura Masa, in the city of Sura, I, the person writing this get, Anan Barchia, who comes from Nehardoi, I, Anan Barchia, a resident of the city of Nehardoi, Patris Vesoreches Pelonis in Tsi. And that's the Lashon, as we mentioned already several times in the last 2 days. They would write a get that would state all of this information in it, and it would be approved by the Beis Din, and the Beis Din would give a Hashtar, a Shra on it, and this is a valid get that was divorcing the woman. So, with this get, he has divorced his wife. Ubatku Rabbanim Misur v'Nardoi, and the rabbis checked from Sura until Nardoi. V'lo hava Anan Barchia Achrina. There was no other person with the name of Anan Barchia. Levar, with the exception of one other person, there was one other Anan Barchia. The Anan Barchia, Mechagra, who lived in the city Chagra, the Havi ben Nardoi, who was now living in Nardoi. So there was another person with the name Anan Barchia. So it's possible that he was the author of this get and not the Anan Barchia, who was the husband of the wife who's saying, I want my get. But witnesses came and they said, the Hau Yoma ki ikasav Hau get. On the day which that get is written, it has the date in it on this get. So it says, Anchav Zayin Sivan. And they claimed that Anchav Zayin Sivan, Anan Barchia Mechagra Gabon Hava. There's no way he was in the city of Sura, where this was found, on that day, because Anan Barchia, the witnesses testify, this Anan Barchia who came from the city of Chagra was with us at that time. He wasn't in Sura. So therefore, there's only one Anan Barchia that could have been writing this get in Sura, and that's the husband of this woman, and this get can be, in fact, given to this woman, and she can use this get. That is what this statement said. Now, Amar Abaye says, Afla didi, Damino Chayshinan, even though I normally say that we have to be concerned about two Anan Barchias, so here I shouldn't allow this woman to get this get, Hachalai Chayshinan. In this situation, I agree that you don't have to be concerned. Why? Because the Hoka Amri Sahade, Dibinar Doi Haba, because the witnesses are testifying that he wasn't in Surah. He was with them in Naradoi on that day. And therefore, there's no way that he could have written this get in Surah on the date that the get says it was written, and therefore there is no reason to be choshesh, even though Abaye says, I normally am choshesh, that there are two people with the same name. Here, we checked, there isn't any other person with the same name except for this guy, and he wasn't there. And therefore, my ba bisura, he couldn't have been in Surah when the get was written, and there's only one Anan Barchia, and therefore I, who normally say you have to be chayshinan, are not chayshinan in this case. Rava, who says the opposite, he says, normally I am not chayshinan, here I have to be chayshinan. I'm a Rava, I disagree with you, Rabbi. Afla didi delo chayshinan, even though I normally say you don't have to be choshesh for a second person, hocha chayshinan, in this situation you have to, because we have found another person with the exact same name. And that your statement that the witnesses will testify that he was really in Nardoi on that day and not in Surah, that's not a good reason. Dilma begamlo parcha ozal. Maybe he had a flying camel. Now, flying camel doesn't literally mean a flying camel. It means that he had a fast mode of transportation. So, yes, He was in Aradoi at 9 o'clock in the morning, but then he took a fast transportation, he took this fast camel, and he could have gotten to Surah by the early afternoon and have written, in fact, that get. So that's concern number one, Rava says, that just because witnesses testify he was in Naradoi in the morning doesn't mean he couldn't have got to Surah in the afternoon with this fast vehicle of transportation, this mode of transportation, the Gamla Parcha, the flying camel. That's point number one. Inami Bekvitza. Or he could have done what is known as Kvitza Saderech. He said various shemos, and therefore, as Rashi says, Ayidei Shem, he was able to go in an extremely rapid situation from Naradoi to Surah. So under normal circumstances, no, it wouldn't be possible, but by saying the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he had what's called Kvitza Saderech. Others say that it means jumping. Inami Bekvitza. He ran very, very fast and was able to make it there. Again, like a fast means of transportation. So Lav Davka does have to be a nace. It could just be that it's possible that he went from Naradoya to Surah in some way, shape, or form. And therefore, the fact that the witnesses say he was with us in Surah, in Naradoya in the morning, doesn't mean he couldn't have gotten to Surah in the afternoon. Alternatively, Inami Mili Mosar. He gave a harshah, he gave permission for them to write the get in Surah, but not that he was there. So he told the shliach, he told the Beis Din, write the get for me in Surah, even though he was in Ardoi. Are you going to tell me that doesn't work? No, that does work. Kidomra luhu, Rav l'safrei, as Rav would tell his sofrim when he would be writing a get or other documents, v'cheinomra luhu, Rav Huna l'safrei, and likewise Rav Huna, who was a great Talmud of Rav, said to his sofrim, exactly like Rav did, ki isnechu b'shili, when you are in the city of Shili, and you're writing a document, so if it's going to be signed and finalized in Shili, write down, kisovu b'shili, write down that this document was signed in Shili, even though Avogad the Mimsron Mili Behini, even though you were authorized to go and do this, the Shlichus was from a nearby city known as Hini. Hini and Shili were two nearby cities. And even though you were told in the city of Hini to write this document, if you're actually writing it in Shili, so when you write on the document, where it was done in Shili. Likewise, vice versa. If you're in the city of Hini writing the document, even though you were authorized from Shili, Kisovu Behini, write down that the document was written in Hini, Avogad the Mimsuan Mili Bishili, even though the authorization to go and write this document was given to you in a different city, Shili. So to over here, this gentleman was in Aradoi, but he told them, go and write this in Surah. And therefore, the fact that he has witnesses saying, testifying that he definitely was in Aradoi, Rava says that doesn't mean that it couldn't have been authorized by him. So even though I'm normally not choshesh, here we do have two Anan Barchias, so we have to be concerned that the other Anan Barchia actually wrote this, and not the Anan Barchia, who is the husband of the woman who's claiming, I want my get. Now the Gemara says, how do we paskin? In yesterday's shiur, we had Reuven had deposited shumshimi by Shimon, and he went to go and collect it, and Shimon said, I already gave it back to you, and the shumshimi that I have over here is my own. I replaced yours with my own. I gave you back yours, and this is mine. How do we paskin? So Rabbi Emor Amar lo chayshinim. Rabbi Emor says that we don't concern ourselves with the possibility that this isn't the original shumshimi that were there, but we assume if he was able to say that, you know, it's in this barrel, there's this, this, and that amount, so then that's the same shumshimi that Reuven deposited by Shimon, and Reuven is allowed to go and take it back from Shimon. So that is the opinion of Rav Yemar. Ravina Amar Chayshinan. Ravina says, no, we are in fact Chayshinan, that he in fact gave back the shumshimi, emptied out the original shumshimi there, and put in his own new shumshimi. And therefore, Ravina says that you don't give it back. Shimon doesn't have to go give back the shumshimi to Reuven. So we have two different opinions here. The Gemara concludes and says, V'hilchasa chayshina. We pass it like Ravina over here, and we leave it in Shimon's possession. Unless Reuven can prove that he never got it back, so then in this situation, Shimon is claiming, it's not the shumshimi that you deposited by me. I'm also mechaber, all of a right. You have to prove to me that it is in order for you to get it back. Then we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, if there is kitata beno leveno v'chule, if we had said that there's a lack of harmony, there is a fight going on between the husband and the wife, so then we also don't believe it to say that the husband died. The Gemara says, how do we define ketata beino levino? Hechi domi ketata beino levino? What is the definition of this fighting between them? Every normal marriage has sometimes, you know, some disagreements between the husband and wife. At what point do we say this is ketata, this is a fight between them, that we would not allow the woman to be believed to say that her husband, Rechmon Sam, passed away? Some of you, Domer Shmuel, Biomeris, where the woman says, Labala, to her husband, Garsheni, go and divorce me. So the Gemara says, that's just a moment of anger. Unfortunately, many times there'll be a fight between a husband and wife, and one of them will say something that they'll later regret. They'll say, oh, divorce me. So we find that even in happy marriages, it's very possible that the woman might say to her husband, divorce me. So the fact that she once said divorce me, that doesn't mean that there's katata beino luveina. So that can't be the answer. So the Gemara says, you're right. Elabo meris labala gerashtani. If the woman says to her husband, to his face, you've divorced me, and therefore she would be believed to say that her husband had passed away in that situation. Where it says, wait a second, if she claims that her husband divorced her, so then she doesn't have to say that her husband died. Then she's a divorced woman. We would believe her to say that she's a divorced woman from what Rav Amnuna said. What did Rav Amnuna say? Rav Amnuna, Isha Shyamar Labala, Gerashtani. If a woman says to her husband that you divorced me right to his face, so Nemenis, she's believed because Chazaka and Isha Me'iz upon El, Bifnei Bala, because no woman would be so chutzpah as to go and state in front of her husband that you divorced me if it wasn't true. And therefore, Rav Amnuna said that if a woman is so chutzpah, so to say, that she says to her husband, you divorced me, and she's not afraid to say that. If it were not true, she'd be afraid to say that. For the fact that she's able to say that in his face teaches us that this is absolutely true, and she is believed. So therefore, in this situation, if you're telling me that's the definition of katata, beino, that she says, you divorced me, so then she wouldn't need to be worried about or be believed that she says that her husband died. They're divorced. She's not related to her husband anymore. Who says, you're right, that can't be it either. So what is the definition of ketata beino leveina? Biomeris, where the woman says, gerashtani bifnei ploni veploni. You divorced me, she says to her husband, in front of Reuven and Shimon, between ploni and ploni. And then we go and ask Reuven and Shimon, visha elna, did in fact this divorce occur? V'yamru, and Reuven and Shimon say, lo yudvar miyolim. No, never happened. No such thing ever happened. And therefore, she is not telling us the truth. But that demonstrates that there is ketata beino leveina. That's the definition of there's a fight going on, there's a lack of harmony going on between this husband and wife. And in that situation, the word says, we don't believe it to say that her husband died, because again, we suspect that she is unfortunately not telling us the truth, because she wants to get out of that marriage, there's already fighting going on, and therefore we don't believe her. Now, the Gemara says, my time of diktato, what exactly is the understanding of, we don't believe the woman in this situation, that she says that her husband died? So we have two opinions over here. Rav Chanina Amar Mishum de Mishakra, because we're concerned that she's going to lie, since she doesn't like her husband. So in that situation, she may be telling us something that's not true. Now, she's already told us that she lies, because she said that Gereshtani Bifnei Ploni Ploni. So Tosis asked this question, and we'll give three terutzim to this in a moment. That right now, Rav Chanina Amar, that the concern over here is why we don't believe the woman is because she may come to lie and say that her husband died when in fact he didn't. Whereas Rav Shimi Bar Ashi Amar Mishum D'Arma Bididami. Rav Shimi Bar Ashi says the standard reason that we've been saying all along, and that is that the woman may not be so medakdek in this situation to prove that her husband really died. The circumstances look like he should be dying, from whatever the circumstances are, and therefore she doesn't wait to see that he actually died. She just presumes, and that's what Rav Shimi Bar Ashi says is our concern over here. So Rav Chanina says, Mishum de Meshaka, we're concerned that she'll lie, and Rav Shimi Bar Ashi says, because she may not be so medakdekes to find out for certain that her husband died. Now, is there a nafkamina between these two reasons? My binayu, what's the nafkamina between these two reasons? And we turn to Kofte Zayin Abibayz. Yes, there is a nafkamina. Ikbenayu, the nafkamina is the argil hu kitata. If the husband is one that started all of this, so then we're not concerned that the woman is going to lie, because it's the husband that started it. She still loves her husband, and he's the one that started it. So in this situation, we're not concerned that she's mishakra. But according to the opinion, it says she's not going to be so medaktik. Yes, she still may not be so medaktik. And Tosa says it's beferish. Tosa says in the top Tosa, so ikka b'nayu. Those are the respective differences between Rabbi Chanina and Rav Shimi Bar Ashi. But then Tosa says the question that I just mentioned a moment ago. He says, wait a second. How can you tell me over here that you're concerned maybe she may lie? Vim Tomar, which can be found at the end of the last wide line in Tosos, on the top Tosos. Vim Tomar, v'amai lo sishaker, v'alohim ishakeres. This woman is already a proven liar. Shamra, she already said, gerashtani bifnei ploni uploni. V'shalim lo, v'amru, lo hayu dvarim meyolam. So how can you tell me that we're concerned maybe she may lie? This woman is proven to lie to us. So Tosos, the answer is no, a very simple answer. Tosos says, tzeloi sa that wouldn't make her that she would then be willing to go and say Meis Bali. To say this over here, that's because she was expressing displeasure with her husband, and she said, why don't you divorce me? You divorced me in front of so-and-so. When it wasn't really true, but that's like a minor type of a of a fib, as opposed to if she were to go and say that her husband died, the Yavo, and then he comes back, that's a major lie, and that would cause her tremendous troubles. That far, we don't assume that she would do in a situation where Argilahu, if he's the one that started all of this, so then her minor, so to say, white lie, saying that you divorced me in front of so-and-so, that doesn't mean that she would automatically go and lie, a big lie, to say that her husband died. So therefore, according to Rabbi Chanina, we wouldn't be concerned in that situation. Now, that's one teretz that Tosfos gives. The question is a very good question. The Meiri gives a different teretz. The Meiri says that only in this situation where he angered her, Argilahu, did she say this, because she was angry. So out of her anger, she said, you divorced me in front of so-and-so. But it's not when she really is set to lie. And once her anger subsides, so in that situation, we don't suspect that she'll continue to lie, because he instigated this, and she really loves him. She didn't want to get divorced. But if she weren't, in fact, Argilahi, which some have the Girsa, Tosfos says we don't have that Girsa here, but if it was Argilahi, those that have the Girsa, that she was the one that instigated the fight, then in fact, even Rabbi Chanina would say in that situation that we are concerned that she might be Meshakeris in that situation. That's the Meiri's teretz. The Aruch HaNer has a slightly different teretz. And he says, when she said, Gerashtani, Lifnei Ploni, you Ploni, so she was just basically begging to be heard, and begging to be saying over here that you're not treating me nicely. And this was just her way of saying that you're not nice to me. And therefore, that's when Argilahu, if he's the one that's causing all the problems, she may say this. But not that she would go and lie. It's only because he's starting up with her. So in that situation, she might say something that is a little bit untrue, but not because in reality, she would go and lie. Okay, those are all the kashas, terrorists to the kasha of Tosfos. Fine. Gemara adds the following shayla. What happens if you have a single witness that comes along and say that the husband died, but this was a marriage that wasn't going so well? Do we believe the eid echad or not? Because now the gears that we have is my taima, but the Masoros HaShas changes that around and says it should just be, the reasoning is taima, the eid echad mehemon. Why do we normally believe a single witness in this situation? Because as we said previously, it's something that will eventually be revealed. If this gentleman says, this Eid Echad says that the husband died, well, 3 weeks later, the guy shows up, so he's going to look like a fool. So something that will ultimately be able to be revealed, because the husband's really not dead, nobody's going to lie about. And therefore, he truly thinks that the husband is dead. And therefore, Hocha Nami Lo Meshaka. So we don't have to be concerned that in this situation, even when there's a fight between them, there's Ketata Beino Leveina, that the Eid Echad isn't Mehemon, because there's no way he'll say something that he could be proven later on easily to be wrong. Or do we say, oh, Dilma, the reason why we believe in Eid Echad Taima, the Eid Echad Mehemon, is Mishum Dehi Daika Uminsava. Under normal circumstances, she will go and pay tremendous attention to the fact that the Eid Echad says that her husband's dead, and she won't believe him until she checks it out herself. She'll Daika, she'll check it out, and only after she checks it out and satisfies herself that he really is dead, will she go and get married Uminsava. As opposed to here, Vahocha, Kiva Nisle Ketata, but here, she's already not thrilled with the guy, so she's only too happy that the husband died. Lo Dai comes in, so she's not going to check it out so well. She says, good, I got the news I wanted. I'm no longer married to that creep, and therefore I'm going to go get married. So she's not going to go Daika, check it out, and only then get Mintzva. Lo Dai comes in, so she's not going to check it out at Mintzva, and therefore maybe we shouldn't believe the Eid Echad when he tells us this is Ketata B'nehem. So what's the answer? Where it says Teika. We don't give an answer. Now we quote the last part of the Mishnah. Rav Yehuda Omer Liolam Eina V'chule. Rav Yehuda said that we only believe the woman if she comes to us with tears in her eyes and with her garments torn from mourning. And the Chachamim disagree with that. They say, no, we believe it no matter what, whether she has the formal signs of mourning or not. The Gemara says, Ma'isa Shoya, Tanya. Amru lo Rabbi Yehuda, they told Rabbi Yehuda, Lidvarecha, according to you, Pikachas Tinosi, Shota lo Tinosi, according to you, only a woman who knows enough to say, listen, I'm going into court and telling them that my husband died, I better look really sad. So a woman who's smart and knows to fake it, so to say, will go into court crying, she'll make her eyes all cried out and teary, and she'll have ripped her garments in mourning. So the Pikachas, the one who's crafty, so she'll be able to, quote, fool us. And the one that's a shota, now it doesn't literally mean that she's not mentally competent, it just means she's not smart enough to know and do this trick, lo tinase, she we won't let get married. That's what the Chacham said back to Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore, ela achazu v'achazu tinase. The Chacham's opinion is that her physical showing of sadness by either crying or having her garments torn doesn't mean anything. It's not worth anything. And if she says that her husband died because of the reason that we do believe a woman in this situation, so we believe her whether she has external signs of mourning or not. That's the Chacham's opinion. They disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. Maisa Shaya, Hahi the Asya Levedina, the Rebbe Yehuda. There once was a woman who came to the base medrash of Rebbe Yehuda claiming that her husband died. And she was not crying, and she was not wearing torn garments. So Amrile, the Chachamim, who saw her coming to the court, said to her, listen, if you want to win the din in Rebbe Yehuda's court, Sifte Baalech, and you want to go and make it look like you're missing your husband, go and be Sifte Baalech, it's like making a hesbit over your husband, Kiri Monech, go and tear your garments, and Sisri Mazayach, and make your hair all unkempt. In this way, it will look like you're truly sad and upset that your husband passed away. And this way, Rabbi Huda's basin will believe you. Now, this seems to be somewhat problematic. It seems that they're suggesting ways for her to trick Rabbi Huda's basin. And they were asked, Alfua Shikra? Are we teaching this woman how to be a liar? That these Chachamim said to her, if you want to win in Rabbi Huda's court, you better go and look the part. That's terrible. So Gemara says, no. Inhu Kirabon Sulu. They, in fact, hold, like the majority opinion of the Chachamim, that even if she doesn't look the part, if she says that her husband died, she's believed. So all of this is really not necessary. But they wanted her not to have a problem in Rabbi Yehuda's Beis Din, so they gave her a suggestion that you normally would be believed, but in his Beis Din they won't believe you unless you look the part. So therefore, go look the part. Amrei te'avid hachi. So therefore, they told her, do this, ki hechi de lisharia, so that he will go and free you and allow you to go get remarried. We hold that you're allowed to get remarried, even though you're like this, so we're not really telling you to cheat. We're not telling you to do something that's incorrect. But if you want to get that psak from this Beis Din, you should know that he holds that you have to look the part, you have to look upset and in mourning for the loss of your husband. So we're just giving you good advice. If you want to go and win in this situation in his Beis Din, if you come to our Beis Din, you'll win. But you want to be accepted by all the Beis Dins, so therefore, you better go and look the part in order to review this Beis Din will grant you the right to go and remarry. Okay. Next Mishnah. We only said that we believe the woman, Ella Bibah min Hakotzir Ubiosa Medina. Under very specific circumstances, do we believe the woman to say that her husband died? Such as happened one time when a man was harvesting and he died during the harvesting. As we'll see in the Gemara, he was bitten by a snake and he died. And from that specific Medina, Ba'osa Medina, he couldn't be from a faraway Medina, he had to be in that same district. That same area, that same country. Medina means in that same region. Uchamaisa Shaya, as there once was such a specific maisa, which the Gemara will tell us about. That's the opinion of Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai disagrees. Beis Shammai is more makel. Amulem Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says to them, no, this is true under all circumstances that we believe the woman. Whether it was this exact case where the person was harvesting and he died during the harvest. If it wasn't harvesting grain, like Kotzer means, even if he was harvesting olives, the same thing would apply. And even if he was doing Botzer, which means harvesting the grapes, and if it wasn't from this Medina, even if he comes from another Medina, and if the woman says her husband died, that is accepted. What about this case? That was a Maisa Shahaya, and that is the paradigm for this din, but not the only time that this din applies. And Chazu Beis Hillel arose Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel accepted Beis Shammai's tochacha, and they said, you're taka right, and we'll believe the woman, even if it's coming from a different Medina. Where it says, Tanya, we learn the following Brayis, so I'm going to Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, continuation of our discussion of our Mishnah. The Bryce expands further. It tells us that Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, according to you, Lidivreichem, Ein Liela Kutsir Chitim, it would only be if they were harvesting grains. What happens if they were harvesting barley? Kutsir Sorim, Minayin. Now you say that the din wouldn't apply in that. It's ridiculous to say that only if they're harvesting wheat that it applies, but if they're harvesting barley, then we wouldn't believe the woman. And Ein Liela Kotzer, that's only if you're actually harvesting. What about if it was Botzer? If you're dealing over here where she was picking grapes, Botzer is the lasha that we use for picking grapes. So Mosik, that's the lasha that we use for picking olives. Or Goder, that's the lasha that we use to go and take out tamar, a date, or oder, or if you're going and removing over here, oder means the figs. So in this situation, minayin, how do we know that all of these also apply? Do you disagree, Beis Hillel? Do you say that it's really only if you're harvesting wheat, chitim, and every other case it's not? So you obviously agree that it's all the same. Ella, what was this case? The one case that had happened that was brought to our attention happened with a man that was harvesting wheat, but obviously to a din l'kulu, and the same din applies in every other scenario as well. And so too, Hochanami, Maisa Shoye Bosa Medina, even though it was from that same region, the same thing would apply if it came from a different region. If the woman said that the Nebuch, the husband, died, she's believed under all circumstances. That's what Beis Shammai told Beis Hillel, and in our Mishnah, Beis Hillel was Modeh. What does Beis Hillel respond in the Braisa? Beis Hillel says, no, Biosa Medina, in that same region, the Shriche Inshe, because people are frequently going back and forth within that Medina, so Mir says, she's afraid to tell us a lie. But, Mi Medina La Medina, if it's a faraway country, Medina Acheres, so a different place, the Lo Shriche Inshe, Beis Hillel right now says that there aren't a lot of caravans, there aren't a lot of transportation between these two regions, so then, Lo Birsis, the woman's not afraid that somebody's going to come and contradict her. And therefore, that's why Beis Hillel says, Mi Medina La Medina Acheres, we do not believe her. So this is the machlokas, the Braisa tells us between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. It's really only, do you believe from a different region or not? Beis Shammai says yes, and Beis Hillel says no. No, what does Beis Shammai respond to Beis Hillel? They seem to be right. Lo Mirsis, she's not going to be afraid to lie in this situation because nobody's going to contradict her. So Beis Shammai says the obvious answer. Beis Shammai, Hochanami, Shriche Shayarasa. Today with the internet, we certainly understand this. What happens in a faraway place is instantly known over here. Something happens across the world, so we can know about it instantaneously. So Beis Shammai says, even in their days, there would be caravans, there would be shayrasa, they would go from one place to the other. And if this woman was claiming that her husband died, so people coming from that area would say, what are you talking about? I just did business with him the other day. He's alive and well. This woman's lying. So therefore, Beis Shammai says that the woman is going to have mirsis even from a different area. Even in Medina, the Medina Acheres, the woman will be afraid to lie, and therefore we believe her if she says that her husband died. Now, we said in our Mishnah that there was a Maisa Shoya. What was the Maisa Shoya? My Maisa Shoya. So the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shilfei Kitzir Chitin Hayu. Shilfei, Rashi tells us, means Sof Kotzir. At the end of the year, he brings a pasuk from Ruth to say it's like you're taking off your shoe. So at the end of the Kitzir, when you're taking off the end of the wheat, so that's when the Maisa occurred. There were 10 people going out there to go and harvest the last of the wheat. Nishachu Nochosh, and a snake bit the husband of this woman, Liechem Mehem, to one of these men, the husband of this woman, Umeis. And Nebuch, he died. Uvos Ishto, his wife comes, Bodia, and she told the Beis Din, that her husband died. Now, here, it was a Maisa Shahaya, Vishalchu Matzu Kedera. They went and they found exactly as she said that the husband had died. So at that moment in time, Bosa Shahamu, the Beis Din said, Chazal said, Ha'isha Shahamu, Meis Bali, Tina say, Meis Bali, Tisyabe. Based upon this, as Tosus points out, because we are concerned, Abishum Iguna, and the Tosus, Bosa Shah, if we didn't make this dispensation here to believe the woman, they saw that in this situation they were able to find out that the husband died. But in many other situations, they wouldn't know that the husband really died. And Nebuch, the woman is going to be chained. The woman is going to be an aguna. She's going to be trapped in a marriage that Nebuch, the husband's dead, but there's no way to prove it. So therefore, if the woman states for certain that the husband passed away, so we believe her. Based upon this Maisa Shoya, well, we saw that it was true. They saw that she was telling us the truth. And in this situation, we could prove it. But in many other situations, we may not. And it could lead to women, unfortunately, being an aguna. So the rabbi said, if the woman comes and testifies that, in fact, her husband died, we believe her. Again, we put in so many teeth. If Rahman al-Litzan, the husband does come back, this woman is in Gahak de Tsaris. This woman is now going to be unable to marry her first husband, not able to marry her second husband, the children of Mamzerim, etc., etc. All the things that we said previously, call Adrochim Ailuba, so therefore, there's no way that she would lie, and we can therefore assume that when she's telling us that her husband died, it is in fact the truth. Now the Gemara says, this machlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, it seems to parallel another machlokas between Rabbi Chananya ben Akiva and the Chachamim. Neymar, Rabbi Chananya ben Akiva, the Rabbanim, Bepluksa, the Bisham, the Isil, Komiflagi. They also had a Maisa Shahaya, and they're arguing about is it only in that Maisa Shahaya scenario, or in any similar scenario, does the same din apply, which seems to be exactly the same Machlokas as Bisham and Isil. What was this Braisa? The Tanya. We learned in the Braisa, Lo Yisa Oda, Mechatos, Vefrachatos. There was a Maisa Shahaya where certain Mechatos and Efrachatos got Tome. Now, we'll see the Maisa in a moment, but right now we just have to know that Mechatas is the waters of the Chatas that were already mixed with the ashes of the Chatas, and Ever Chatas is just the ashes themselves before they mix with water, and these cannot become Tomei. And what happened? V'yavirem b'yardein u'b'sfina. They once were being carried from one side of the Yardin to the other side of the Yardin in a boat, and the Braisa tells us that it became Tomei. But it doesn't tell us this yet, it tells us this later on. So the Braisa just tells us, don't go and carry from one side of the Yadin to the other side of the Yadin in a boat. That was the Maisa Shehoya. And then it said, even below Yamo b'tzad zev yizruk l'tzarecher. And don't even stand on one side of the Yadin and throw it across to the other side of the Yadin, because that's too similar to being in the boat. As Rashi says, Nainu nami dumi de besvina. This is very similar to the carrying it across the Yardin in a boat, just like the boat is, so to say, floating on the water in the air above the water, so too the throwing it from one side to the other is similar to the boat. And therefore, don't do it. It's close enough to the original Bais HaShoya. Likewise, Yeshitein, don't let it float, Apriyamayim. Don't put it in some sort of a raft and have it go from one side of the Yarden to the other side of the Yarden. That's exactly like a boat. V'lo Yakivim, and you shouldn't go and ride it. Lo Agabi Behema, not on top of a Behema. V'lo Agabi Chavero, and not on top of a friend. You shouldn't sit on a Behema. You shouldn't sit on your friend's shoulders, because even though their feet are touching the ground, your feet are not. And therefore, this is too similar to the boat. Just like the boat's not really touching the ground, so too, you're not touching the ground. But if you, the person who's riding on your friend or on the animal, your feet are touching the ground, then you'd be allowed to do that because that's different than a boat. But you are allowed to go and cross it via a bridge from one side to the other. That's not a problem. And this would be true. So this would be true for the Yarden or any other river as well. The same din applies. In other words, this prohibition against carrying it across in certain ways is not only for the Yarden, as the Mais HaShoya was, but it's for any body of water. That is the opinion of the Tanakhama. In other words, the Tanakhama doesn't take the case exactly as it was. The Tanakhama seems to be like the opinion of Beis Shammai. And Rabbi Chanani ben Akiva Omer, no. Lo Amru, the rabbis only said in this situation, don't do this. Elo Yarden Rusvina, only specifically the Yarden, not other bodies of water, and only with the boat, and not by throwing it across or by swimming it across. That's not exactly the boat, because that wasn't the Mais HaShoya. They only prohibited it, Ucha Mais HaShoya, which we'll say in a moment what it was. So let us say, Leinu Rabbanan D'Amrei K'Beis Shammai, V'Rabbi Chananya Ben Akiva, D'Amrei K'Beis Hillel, exactly like I just suggested. Let us say, the Rabbi Chananya Ben Akiva says, exactly like the opinion of Beis Hillel, that it has to be only that Mais HaShoya. Just like Beis Hillel said, it's only if you're in the same region and not in another region. Whereas Beis Shammai says, no, it's anything that's at all like this, the din applies. So where it says, no, not necessarily so. I'm a little Rabbanu, and the Rabbanu say over here that Anan, don't lock us in to only be like Beis Shammai. Anan Tamin and Afu Beis Hillel. We could even say our rule that you're not allowed to go and transport this Mechatos or the Efer Chatos, even in a situation when you're dealing with other rivers and other boats, could even be like Beis Hillel. Why is that? Because I can't look on Beis Hillel Hossam. The only time Beis Hillel said was in the case of the wife's testimony that the husband died by being bitten by the snake, and in the same Medina, Elam Shul Demir says, because of the fear factor that we brought in, that in the same region, she's afraid somebody's going to know that her husband's really alive, and they'll prove her wrong. Whereas in another region, nobody's going to know, she's not afraid. So therefore, I can't look on Beis Hillel Hossam, Elam Shul Demir says, B'makum Korb Mirsis, B'makum Rachel Lo Mirsis. So it all depends on, will she have the fear factor or not? And that's why Beis Hillel said it over there, that from a different region, we don't apply it. But in our case here, Ha-Cha, Mali Yarden, Mali Shai Naharos. What does it have to do, whether it was the Yarden or not? So what if the Mais HaShoya was in the Yarden? That's not a significant difference between the Yarden and a different body of water. And therefore, even Beis Hillel would say, in this situation, that the Gzeira applies to any body of water and not just exactly as it was. The reason why they said in the case of the woman with her husband was because there was the Mirsis factor, and if it was a different region, there would be no Mirsis. But here, it doesn't make any difference whether it's the Yarden or another body of water for the reasons that we'll say in a moment why they were concerned. They would be concerned for any body of water. And Rabbi Chananya ben Akiva, Omar, no. He would say, Omar, loch, anod di armei af l'Beis Shammai. My opinion even goes according to Beis Shammai. It says, there we were saying, even if it's that region or any other region. Now, why is that? Because Ad Kan Lo Kamri Beis Shammai Hossam, in that situation, the Beis Shammai said, because of the Shayaras, because of the caravans, Hossam El Mishon, the Iru Dai Kabinsa, she's going to go check it out. And we're not over there going to make any distinction between this region or another region. And therefore, she's going to check it out. And that's why the Beis didn't accept it in that situation, even when it was under different circumstances. Mali Mokum Karov, Mali Mokum Rochum, has nothing to do whether it's near or far. It has to do with, will she check it out? She'll check it out no matter what. But here, in our case, with the Efer Chatos and the Mechatos, Hocha, it was a specific Gera, Mishum Mais HaShoya. This Mais HaShoya was why they did the Gzeira. And this Mais HaShoya was only specifically on B'Yarden and B'Sfina. It was on the river or the Yarden and with a boat. Dava Mais HaGozer Rabbanan. Only on this Mais did the rabbis make Gzeira, B'Shar Naharos, and all the other rivers, the law of the Mais, which this Mais didn't occur, Lo Gozer Rabbanan. The rabbis never made Gzeira. What was this Mais HaShoya? My Mais HaShoya. You know what happened over here? There once was a man. The man was carrying from one side of the island to the other via this boat. Mechatas and Everchatas. And it turned out, Vinimsa, Kizayas min hames. There was a Kizayas of mace which would be Mutame if you were mahil over it. So when he walked over it with the Mechatas and the Everchatas, that was this Kizayas min hames, Tochav Bekarkoyes Shalsvina, was in the bottom of the boat. And therefore, when he passed over it, he was mahil over it and it made the Mechatas and the Everchatas Tame. So the rabbi said, because this happened in this specific situation, on this river with this boat, only in this situation where they go to Ba'ozushah, at that moment the rabbi said, don't go and carry the Ofrachatos, the Efrachatos, or the Mechatos, the Avir, Biyadi, Besina, and go carry them on the Yardin with a boat, traveling with a boat. But it's only in this specific situation that the rabbis make such a gzera, but for other rivers and other forms of transportation, they did not. It was only this Meiser Shahaya. And this is way we can reconcile that Beis Shammai we still had their machlokas in one thing, and Rav Hananya Ben Akiva and the Chum had their machlokas in another thing, and Lav Dafka, that the two opinions align with each other. This is a good breakpoint. We're starting the new Mishnah Mitzvah tomorrow, so with this we conclude today's shiur.